800-516-0623.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pathogens?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome to the perhaps the wildest Robert Scott Bell show ever on the air, because I'm recording, actually playing live here in a rainstorm, in a tropical rainstorm at the Yellow and Green Farmers Market, the Yellow Green Farmers Market in Hollywood, California, for this special live remote broadcast of the Robert Scott Bell show at the No GMO, Your Right to Know rally here. And of course, I've got my dear friend Liam Sheff, the conspiracy realist, as well as the investigative journalist that he is. And he just spoke at this rally. It's ongoing. You'll hear it's like we're in a stadium here, sort of like a semi-indoor-outdoor event, tropical, semi-tropical. Liam, how you doing?
I'm great. I had a lot of fun giving the talk and calling everybody dirty hippies. I just try to rile the crowd.
That's great. Well, yeah, you did. I think they started throwing non-GMO tomatoes at you.
No, they were smiling between clenched teeth.
Yes.
No, it was fun.
Well, the reason we're here today, of course, is to raise awareness on the GMO issue. But it, more than raising awareness, is to stimulate action that will actually make a difference. Now, do we need to take and load like rifles with GMO corn and fire it at people? Or are there other ways where we can take, let's say, a positive action that is nonviolent? Is there a way we can withdraw the consent and pull the plug on Monsanto and the like?
Well, you had me at the rifles and the corn.
Like,
I don't know if I
rifles.
Need to go beyond. Hey, I've spent the last lot of nights reading about Monsanto. I've been reading about Monsanto and the history of Monsanto, the company that gave us saccharin, the company that bought G.D. Searle and gave us NutraSweet. There's a lovely chemical that causes holes in the heads of rats. What about PCBs, polychlorinated biphenyls? So you just don't have to say that. You can just say cancer. I mean, this company seems to have been born onto the earth to make cancer. Then I even upset myself. I mean, I thought I had understood how bad it was. Then I looked at Agent Orange, this stuff containing two kinds of dioxin, a byproduct, isn't this fortuitous, of PCBs. So then we're looking at the dioxin, and I go, oh, yeah, Agent Orange, Vietnam. I look up Agent Orange, Vietnam. I start to see Agent Orange, Vietnam birth defects. I start to look at the birth defects left over from this war that was a police action, not a war. Robert.
And we're good. We're good.
I've never seen anything.
We're not good.
Ever.
What?
Like the birth defects from the use of dioxin. Vietnam, do you know that we've never paid a war debt to Vietnam? Do you know that there was never a Marshall Plan to rebuild Vietnam?
Well, it wasn't a war. I mean, you were on stage just talking about the fact that it was a police action. And I think that's important to reference, that there hasn't been a congressionally authorized, constitutionally declared war since
Korea?
So-called World War II. No, Korea was even not
a police action.
A police action. And, you know, here we are in, where are we in, let's see, contributed to Libya, we contributed to Iraq, Afghanistan, and now we hear that troops are now in Central Africa. Not Kenya, where Obama was sort of from, sort of not from.
Nigeria, Nairobi.
Maybe Uganda.
Uganda?
Yeah. So it's like it's increasing in its scope. In the meantime, they're establishing beachheads for the pharmaceutical industrial complex as well as the agricultural industrial complex so that they can force their wares, force their seeds, force their pesticides on the people of planet Earth. When are the Americans, and I am one of them, going to stand up and say no more? Just say no. Not only just say no to GMO, but say yes to localism.
Liam,
localism. Because, you know, the thing is, people, you were at the non-GMO, it should have been a non-GMO rally, but you were at the Occupy Wall Street in Fort Lauderdale just the other day.
I biked 4 or 5 miles. I got there. I tell you, there was something maze-like about it. It was like being in one of those old English hedge mazes, because hedge mazes, because in height, and bless me, because I'm biking around. What do I see? I see nobody. Then I end up down this street, and it looks busy, and I see pink. I see pink everywhere. There's pink. Now, this is supposed to be Occupy. What's Occupy Wall Street about? I don't know. I haven't been to one of the events at this point. So I'm thinking, we're protesting the Wall Street bankers. That makes me happy. That's a good thing. Right? Please. Glad. What do I see down the street? Pink. Pink boas. Pink feather boas. Ladies wearing pink high heels and gaudy pink outfits. And I start seeing the pink ribbon everywhere. The pink ribbon? Is this counter-programming? Are some people trying to raise awareness about the criminal banksters and the lack of a meaning of a single dollar? And right there, near 2 blocks away, pharma is funding women to support their women who've been, their friends, their female friends, have been violated by Big Pharma, cut, maimed, burnt, and otherwise annihilated.
Yeah.
So I go through that, and I think, where is this? I eventually find it. It's a smaller crowd than the pink crowd. More people wanting to pay pharma for more research to hurt people.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's this crowd. They're on a lawn, and they're peaceful, and they're not even clapping. They're doing this finger wave thing, which I guess in lieu of clapping,
it like the Queen of Elizabeth finger wave? What was it? Oh, they're just wiggling their fingers.
Fingers instead of
Look
clapping.
Look at me, Mom. I can wiggle my fingers.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like that. I mean, I like clapping.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, rouse the crowd. I guess they didn't want to be accused of making any noise. The police were watching. They actually arrested two guys who apparently, I didn't see them doing it, apparently had a sip of alcohol. Now,
was it beer?
Maybe, but
it wouldn't be non-GMO beer, though.
Who knows? But yeah. I got to tell you, all around downtown Fort Lauderdale, is a thriving homeless community, and they seem to be taking in everything, but it was the activists. Now, again, I feel like I'm a grown-up, and I'm not used to a society where people who aren't inebriated and causing a problem can't have a sip of something. We know they do. Anyway, it wasn't me. I didn't get arrested. I'm watching. I get up. I give a talk. I talk about the GMO rally. I then get together, and they break into little groups at the end. Sorry, the cutest kid I think I've ever seen is right here.
I wish you had a video camera of this. This is gorgeous.
This is
a little
adorable
kid in tie-dye, but that's the live event that we were at, the non-GMO, anti-GMO, the GMO rally, Just Say No, in Hollywood, Florida. By the way, there are events all over the nation, including the rally right at the, I think at the FDA, at the White House, they've marched there as well.
Yeah, well, I hope they, yeah, you know what I'm saying. I'm not a big fan of that old FDA. So what happens? We break into the groups. And what are these people saying? They want to take back, they want to occupy Wall Street. They don't trust the bankers. So what should be the point of their conversation? I figure it'll be money. What's money? How do we put a value on money? No. Now they're sitting around and they're saying, I'm listening, and they say, we really need to like come together on like a mission statement and like, you know, I know we all have different agendas and ideas and stuff, but, like, we all need, like, shut up!
Right, well, yo, this is like the Valley Girls of 1979. Like, come on, let's all get together and be happy. Look, I'd like that, but we don't have to all agree, do we, on everything?
The point is that we're not supposed to agree on everything. The point is that we're supposed to live in a, what would be the word, not a unilateral, but a multilateral system. We're supposed to be hoi polloi. We're not all supposed to agree with each other, but the law should be there to defend that. That should be the law. The law should be that we're defending our right to be different, not having the government take over.
What you're saying is that defending liberty is what the government is designed to do, and that's what we need to do. And in this case, they have abandoned, the Occupy Wall Streeters don't really understand that. They think that if they can control, or let's say, give more control to the federal government, somehow that will be okay. Everything will be all right. But they don't recognize, at least the people you had discussed with or talked with, they didn't recognize the fact that the power that the government has was purchased by Monsanto, was purchased by DuPont, was purchased by the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And in that context, that power was used against the people that are sitting there going, Occupy Wall Street, yay, we need to grow the federal government.
Well, yeah, right. So they're saying, I'm saying, well, what about the federal government? Don't you want to get away from a federal government? And I get these looks. Number one look, no, what would we do without a federal government? And the first bit of the conversation is, aren't groups going to secede? What if Texas secedes? And I looked at the guy and said, yeah, then Texas secedes. So what? I said, economically, Texas isn't going to secede. They're just going to have more liberty. We're all going to have more liberty. If we get rid of or diminish the power of the federal government, we're going to have more liberty. That's the point. Wait a second. No. And the guy, the organizer, starts saying, no. We're a union. We get our strength from being a union. I said, what do you mean, our strength? You're out here protesting the very nature of the beast that it's become. No, we get our strength from it. What happens if Texas seceds? Then we're just 49 states. So what?
So what?
Then he says, how are we going to defend ourselves against enemies? What enemies?
What? Oh, my gosh. This is what we're dealing with. The enemy is not out there. The enemy is us. It's these people that really don't understand the economic system, the destruction of the economy based on what? An event that happened in 1913. In fact, it happened prior to, but the actual event, the creature from Jekyll Island, that established the money-making ability of not real money, but funny money, fiat money, phony money, that would then control the entire world. And the Federal Reserve has facilitated that. So unless these Occupy Wall Streeters start getting away from GMO money, because it is. It's genetically modified money.
Yeah.
It's not real.
No. I asked. So the guy's giving me the line about why we have to remain a union. And I say, I don't understand. You're having trouble with this. And then somebody said, well, who's going to regulate? And the question of money came up. And I went, really? This is Occupy Wall Street. Who's going to regulate this? I said, wait a second. You're talking about money and banks.
We got to go to a break here. Liam Sheff is with me here on the Robert Scott Bell Show special live event, Say No to GMO. And lots more. You can check it out at robertscottbell.com. We expect to hear from Jeffrey Smith as well sometime today during the broadcast. Lots of surprises coming your way. Say thanks to our sponsors. Coming right back after this.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic waste were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Rockin' and rolling the health world here on the Robert Scott Bell Show special event for the rally to do your right to know, GMOs. And, of course, live in Hollywood, not California, the real Hollywood, Hollywood, Florida. And I've got Liam Sheff, I'd say, in the house, but we're outside. We're dodging the rainstorm, the lightning, whatever. If we live through today's broadcast, that'll be great news.
I know. I just moved an electrical outlet because water was going into it.
This is what we do to bring this message of health, freedom, and liberty to you.
Rightio, and that's why Whole Foods is our friend. Oh, maybe they're not. Maybe Whole Foods isn't quite our friend.
Well, this is something that I want to hear because you were in Whole Foods the other day talking about the GMO issue. We covered it some during the week. By the way, those that are not familiar with the Robert Scott Bell Show, Monday through Friday on Natural News Radio, you can get the links at robertscottbell.com. And I often have Liam on as an investigative journalist, the conspiracy realist that he is. And we've been covering not only the pink ribbon scam with breast cancer, but also the GMO issue. So what's going on at Whole Foods lately, Liam?
Well, I suppose after the disappointment at the Occupy Wall Street, where people wanted to hold hands and join a mission statement, but not, you know, I actually mentioned silver to them. I actually asked them, why not put money back on a standard? No, you could hear the crickets. There was one bright eye in that crowd. One group of people, one girl, one young woman, I should say, very lovely young woman, popped up and had a lot to say, and she totally understood. And she was saying, well, how do we reach these people, and what's the message? But she wants to interface with these, you know, the same people I've seen march for a lot of things all my life. Always, they're always co-opted. They always sell out pretty easily. As soon as you offer them a position of power, you know, something on the Democratic Committee, oh, you'll really be able to make changes from the inside.
They buy it, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, pretty soon they'll be sleeping in seedy motel rooms, traveling around, doing the whole Democratic circus thing, you know, having sex with whoever is on their campaign, because that's what that whole thing is about. It's not about change. It's about young people. Go watch Primary Colors.
Yeah, it's about Bill Clinton and the reincarnation of him every new generation.
Right. It's the same old lie. We're not waiting for the leaders. We actually have to be the ones to get out. And when Monsanto decides to sue somebody for some egregiously false thing, we have to be the ones. We have to get out of our houses and go to where they are and stand at the courthouse and say to the guy, you don't even have to go in. We're going to support you no matter what. And if the police come, we're going to blockade them. We don't approve of a company like Monsanto, the creator of Agent Orange, no reparations paid to Vietnam. Go look up birth defects in Vietnam if you think I'm not being patriotic enough to. I mean, we've got to have some shame about the things that we've done. We've got to have some humility and sorrow and grief. We don't have any. So, you know, what is the March on Wall Street going to accomplish? God knows at this point, they're waiting for a leader. They're not talking about GMOs, and they're not talking about money.
No. You know, it's amazing to me, if you talk about the economy and they don't even know the definition of a dollar. Well, didn't you ask somebody?
I asked. What's a dollar? Oh, it's a flexible unit of exchange. No, that was the answer. It's a flexible unit of exchange. Not, it's worth a halfpenny, it's worth two pieces of silver, you know, it's worth 10 hours of work. No, it's a flexible unit of exchange. Based on what? Oh, the peso, the rand, the whatever. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, if you can't define your unit, your monetary unit, and lock it in, you're hosed. You're a slave. And these people literally are begging for more slavery. It's weird that they don't get it. I mean, this is economic slavery, and of course, this is genetic slavery, when they can start patenting genes and then claiming ownership over them, ownership of life. The ownership of all the bankers did this with the Federal Reserve Act, but the biotech field is doing this with the genetic modifications of the seed stock.
The report is that hundreds of thousands of Indian farmers have killed themselves. And while historians will tell you that it's nothing new that some Indian farmers kill themselves due to low yields, you've never seen hundreds of thousands of farmers drinking Roundup. They kill themselves by drinking the Monsanto product they're more or less forced to buy, because India, the modern day Raj, you know, the upper middle class has bought into the concept that to be Western means to embrace all things technological. So they built dams and flooded hundreds and hundreds of villages, not people, villages out of existence, and now they're buying into the GMO thing. So the farmers throughout India have to buy into this too. They're killing themselves because these crops fail, because you can't genetically modify something better than nature can do. You can't do it.
Well, that is the point, and the wisdom is in creation. Man suffers from a wisdom deficiency disease. I call that arrogance. The arrogance of man to think that he can out-create creation itself. Now, I would like to out-create those arrogant men and women, perhaps, who believe that they can outcreate nature, because, you know, and as I was joking about the GMO corn guns, right? You load up some hard kernels and start firing out. Of course, that's semi-violent, but maybe they would deserve it. But how do we withdraw the consent, withdraw the power from those people? We go local. We buy local. We support local. Where was the movement toward localism, or is it all airy-fairy globalism coming from Occupy Wall Street and the do-gooders that wear pink ribbons?
You said it. I didn't have to. I didn't see anything that talked about local. Sorry, there were people there from a group called Food Not Bombs, which always is trying to feed people locally. They're a peaceful activist group, and they try to feed people. Food Not Bombs is what they do, Food Not Bombs. And they understood the local. They even suggested getting your money out of the bank, putting it into a credit union, withdrawing power and consent from this arbitrary, glutted system. I don't know if we have time. I do have a Whole Foods story.
Yeah, we got a couple of minutes.
Okay, I go to the Whole Foods and I'm promoting this event, and I say to the lady who's demoing, she's demoing an organic oil, an organic, healthy, essential fatty acids, all this kind of stuff oil. She's demoing it, and I say, oh, you're just our audience. You want to come to this? And she says, oh, what's this? I said, genetically modified organism. She said, GMO. I said, you never heard of it? She said, oh, maybe. I said, well, you understand that you're supporting non-GMO, you're selling organic, but you understand Monsanto is this company, and they've bought more seed companies than any company in the world. They own more of the world's seeds than any company in the world. And she said, oh, well, we don't grow our crops here. I said, but India is their major marketplace, India and China. And she said, oh, well, we have 70,000 acres in the Himalayas. They'll never get to that. Hello?
Excuse me?
Hello?
Aren't they in India? Where are the Himalayas? Are they close, right?
Tibet, India. Yeah. But China. But, that's it. That's the argument. The argument is they can't come for us. Isn't that what when they came for the gypsies, they didn't say anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, we got to learn the lesson. I mean, the Jews learned it from Nazi Germany. That's the thing. This is something that we're going to go to. We're going to have actually a pharmacist coming on with us in the next segment. I just want to get set up for that. But as we are here talking about this, we're also talking about, I hope, practical means by which you can unplug from the GMO matrix. Literally, you are consuming foods that are genetically modified, whether you want to or not, whether you like it or not. Nature can respond and react, but if we continue to go this way, we could end up I don't know if you call them side effects, but the direct effects that are horrific, as the injuries, the chronic diseases, the modifications in ways, the cancers, the allergies, the things that Jeffrey Smith has documented over the course of the last number of years, and is gaining steam, at least the awareness. So we got to take a break here. We're going to be joined by a lot of surprise guests. We'll tell you who's coming up after the break here in just a moment. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on for health, freedom, and liberty. RobertScottBell.com. Link through to all the great stuff that we're covering here. Also, 5 days additional during the week on Natural News Radio. Love to hear from you at RobertScottBell.com. Let us know. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
From the rally to let you know the dangers of GMOs, the No GMO rally here in Hollywood, Florida. They're happening all over the country. I'd love to hear how you're doing wherever you are. If you'd like to take part, we'll let you know how to do that. But RobertScottBell.com, those of you on Facebook, whatever, all my friends all over the world tweeting around. We're having a good time here. Liam will be joining us again in a little while. But right now, from the Robert Fishman Institute for Training and Research, pharmacist, biochemist, and clinical nutritionist, Robert Fishman, Dr. Bob, nice to see you, sir. I'm honored to to have you on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
My pleasure to be here.
Now, we were talking off here. You have been around. I mean, I feel like I just want to hang out and just glom off of your energy, the things that you've seen in your lifetime about this. And we're talking about how do we succeed in overcoming the GMO tyranny, the economic tyranny, all of these things without being airy-fairy, wishy-washy, and go, oh, we just hold hands and it all works.
Well, right now you're getting people roused up, and that's good. But the trick is educating all of the people what's going into their bodies.
Right.
Because our bodies were designed, whether you believe in God or you believe in nature or whatever it is, we have a distinct design, and all of the nutrition that was placed on Earth and grew here was to make that body run right.
Yeah.
And if you want to make people healthy, you make that body work, and you can make people healthy. I've cured lots of diseases that were incurable.
Well, I'm concerned about, you know, I've got kids. You see my kids running around here. I'm raising them as organic and non-vaccinated, non-GMO as possible. I recognize we've got environmental exposures we cannot account for.
We can.
And I'm very concerned about these kids that are generational declines. I was one of those. That's why I'm motivated to do what I do. How do we help them survive? I mean, honestly, a lot of these kids are growing up, they're already chronically ill like I used to be, at almost from birth.
Right.
So what can we do?
Well, it's all about, we can educate small groups and they'll survive, or we could try to educate all of our population. Now, the problem is we're going against multi-billion dollar companies who have lots of money, and unfortunately, a lot of the education that Americans and worldwide peoples get is off a television set. So somehow or other, we have to rally up enough money to use that media to help us.
Well, that's important to do, of course, but isn't it, you know, I talk about unplugging, right? Stopping the support of those who would enslave us, entrap us, poison us. I want to see people going more local, like this farmer's market here in Hollywood, California, yellow, green, and pulling in local, and then you just say, hey, screw you guys, we're not buying from you anymore. Can we put it out to business?
Yes, we can, and that's the key to everything. But it'll only work is that there may be a couple of thousand or 5,000 people that are here today. In this community alone, there's 300,000-400,000. All right? How do we reach those people that don't even know?
Right.
So it's educating these people, getting them riled up to talk to their neighbors. It has to be grassroots right from the beginning.
Yeah.
And President Obama got to be president that way.
Well, he promised the what? Hope and change. Did you buy into that?
No, I didn't buy into it.
How come? Okay. I mean, everybody else was hypnotized, right?
Well, he said the things they wanted to hear.
Yeah.
So people have to be able to present the facts. I seen in a newspaper they have a true-false meters. We ought to be doing things like that.
Right.
So when statements are made, we show whether it's really true or whether it's false and what the real truth is. Now, eventually, we could win. But if we allow it to go, then evolution will evolutionize the humanity into being able to live with the bad things.
Are we going to morph into a...
And that means the good people who try to do all the right things, they'll be out of luck.
Well, and then you're talking about morphing into some kind of monstrous Star Trek-y kind of life.
Well, yes. Now, we don't know what people were 10 billion years ago. We have no idea. They were people 10 billion years ago. We didn't just all start 5,000-6,000 years ago. So, yes, there's evolution. And the government, maybe in their mind, they know that they can't feed the population as it's growing today.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to change what we eat.
All right, stand by. We got more with Dr. Robert Fishman, the Robert Fishman Institute. I've got links up at robertscottbell.com live at the rally for your right to know. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Coming right back after this.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals' products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares, not only about you, but also the environment.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
We are broadcasting live in a tropical downpour. First time ever for the Robert Scott Bell Show. Very exciting here at the Yellow and Green Farmers Market in Hollywood, California.
Florida.
Oh, we're not in California? Oh, my gosh. We just transported. Yeah, I love that joke. I got Dr. Robert Fleischman. He won't let me get away with anything from the Robert Fleischman Fishman Institute. So here we are live happening. I'm trying to stay dry at the same time. Bob, thank you for being here. Now, we were talking about unplugging, having successful, let's say, methods by which we can change things as opposed to just keeping it in the idea sphere. Practical. We want to be practical.
Practical starts in the beginning. So educating kids in school, all right, educating their parents. Once they stop buying GMOs, the company is going to go out of business.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's the thing. If we stop buying, imagine how are they going to do it unless they force us to buy what they are selling, right? That's a different story, isn't that?
Well, they can trick us.
Yeah.
But if you have a network of people who are educating, we can just come out and say that this is no good.
Exactly. Okay.
I noticed the power of the people is what we're supposed to be talking about.
Yes.
So I got an email one day from somebody who thought that because of the high price of gasoline, if we pick one major gas company like Exxon or Esso or one of them,
okay, yeah, right,
and everybody in the country stopped buying their gasoline until they gave in.
Right, right.
You go still get your gasoline, you pay more money at another gas station, it's okay. But that gas station, in order to get the business back, will have to reduce the price of their gas to get you in. Okay?
Yeah.
Once they do that, you pick the next one and you do the same thing. Until they get the message that they have to come down. And it's the same thing with food. If we stop buying, just pick one big GMO company that's making their whole living off of products that are GMOs, the cereals, and everybody stops buying those cereals, believe me, they'll start taking them out.
Well, that's what I'm looking for is practicality, Bob. It's not easy, no, because their habits, we've gotten into a cultural habit of getting things very easy, simply, whether it's coming from China or wherever else, South America, year-round. What was it like? I mean, honestly, when you were growing up, you didn't have this kind of access to this.
When I do nutritional counseling with a patient, the first thing I tell them is that when I was a child, there were no such things as refrigerators, and there were no such things as supermarkets. And so when we had to buy food, we had to make it to a farm or a farmer's market like we're in today.
Yes.
And we bought good food off the farms. Now, the economics is that the farmers found out if they can make food grow faster and not leave fields idle.
Same boring health talk radio. Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Omega3Test.com is the place to check it out if you want to get your levels checked in a very efficient manner, an effective manner, something that actually works. And as Stuart Tonk, my dear friend and national educator for Nordic Natural, says, if you enter, when you go to omega3test.com, and I have it linked in the show notes for today's show at robertscottbell.com, you enter a code word that you enter or something, a discount code that says just Nordic. Will it be easy to find?
On the right-hand side at the bottom part of the page, it says offer code, and you enter the code Nordic.
Yeah.
And I've been able to negotiate a 50% off. Mayo's charging $350. Here we can get it for $99. But as an incentive so that everyone gets tested, you know, take two fish oil capsules and call me in the morning. Sorry, that doesn't work. Never worked. We got to start testing. Whoever gets the highest score.
That's for Scotland. Before he becomes king, because he can't take sides once he's king. He wanted to prove to the British people that organically grown natural foods are less expensive, and you can grow just as much as the other way with Monsanto.
Right.
And he wanted to prove it to the people. So he built the whole organic farm out there, and they grew their own seeds. They fertilized with their own product, and when they calculated it all out, it was much cheaper than the manufactured foods that we're eating today.
Yeah.
And it was very impressive to me. And I really think we ought to show that video in the U.S. a little bit more, because it will give people incentive to try to go ahead and try to convert their farms back to organic farming.
All right. Stand by. I think Monsanto's doing its level best to try and break up the broadcast today. It's pretty wild. Do they control the weather? We'll find out after this. We're going to work on it after the break. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stand by.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity
quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Rock.
Sending someone. I did. There we go. All right, welcome back to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Robert Scheffel, we're dodging lightning bolts for Monsanto here. I've got one more segment with Robert Fishman from the Robert Fishman Institute. Dr. Bob, man, this is an amazing time in which we're living. You've seen a lot in your lifetime.
Yes.
And now we're talking about humans corrupting the very integrity of the genetic code. I mean, this is biblical stuff.
That's right. It's really dead.
Yeah.
We weren't meant to be changed. And I think that eventually, if this keeps up, we're going to have to morph into another type of human being.
Well,
if we can't, then we won't survive,
right,
as a human race.
The thing we know, and you know from your observations, nature always finds a way.
Yes.
I mean, I think life will move on, life will continue, but there's no guarantee that human species can adapt. We don't know. I mean, may or may not. I mean, it's serious. But to think that we could have the federal government that's already in cahoots, the old way to say this, with GMO producers. This is true when it was under Bush, when it was under Clinton, when it was under Bush again, and when it's under Obama now, it's even worse.
That's right.
So to think that we can give more power to the federal government to solve the problem that they facilitated and created, I think is a level of insanity.
Yes. And the answer is not very simple, because, yes, we can get people riled up to what's happening now. We have the Tea Party. We have the people that are occupying Wall Street, et cetera. But they don't have an agenda that's for human health. They don't understand it. We've been so brainwashed that we believe that the things that they're advertising on television for us to eat, it's good for us. Our kids, my grandson, my children, and my grandson, I tell them over and over and over again never to go to the fast food restaurants. I won't mention the names, but everybody knows who they are. And when I ask him, are you going? And he says no, but I go up to their house, and underneath all their toys, I see the toys that you get from those places, so I know he was there.
Right.
So he's ignoring me, and I'm his father. So how do we educate those people? Because that's what they see on television. It's about making money.
Right.
All right? And everything moves in this country about making money. So the only way to win is to cut off the supply of money.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you said your wife used to work as a broker on Wall Street.
Correct.
So is there anything that has integrity on Wall Street anymore?
There are people, but not many.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult for them to make a living.
But they're working with a corrupt system, no?
Yeah, because, yes, the people who are running those big companies, they only want to see one thing, the dollar signs at the end of the month.
Yeah.
All right?
And so if you don't have anything really good to sell somebody, and you could stop and say, if you could stop and say, no, you should just sit tight for a little while, they don't. They're going to sell you something because they have their bills to pay, the company. So that's the economic system that we're in.
Right. Well, which is why, you know, I like Congressman Dr. Ron Paul, because his whole point of being in politics was simply because the economics were corrupted to such a degree that he knew this level of enslavement was inevitable.
And I happen to like Ron Paul. I've seen him live at a lot of seminars, and he says very sensible things. But the problem is that he is never going to make it, because they're going to batter him down.
Sure, they're going to try and break him. And, well, he's not going to be broken, but the point is,
he'll keep fighting.
Yeah, he's not quitting.
But he's, at the end of this debating stuff, he's going to lose.
Well, do you think he'll end up running third party? He just says, screw you all out. I'm taking my ball, and I'm going to go to the
people. He has a financial backing of somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know who.
Right.
Maybe it has to be every little person giving him a dollar.
Right.
Yeah, he could start a third party.
There's no reason
a third party can't. It'll either destroy one or the other parties.
Where is that big-eared fellow from Texas when you need him? That strange sucking sound coming from Mexico. They remember him?
Oh, yeah. I forgot his name.
Ross Perot. I mean, you know, these people were funding their own things. They had a lot of enthusiasm. And listen, Ron Paul's making $8 million go like it's $80 million. So there's a different time, a different era that we're in the midst of right now. I think that political change inevitable is going to happen. He is planting the seeds for the future. At the same time, miracles happen. We see it. And, you know, they don't want it to happen. But, I'm all in for this.
Well, this country has changed.
Yeah.
It started in 1776.
Yeah.
But everybody looks at the good side of what happened in 1776. But the truth of the matter is that our whole economic structure for the last 200-300 years was built by the aristocracy of that time.
Right, right.
And they figured out how they're going to make money in their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And so they're still running this country.
Yeah.
They're running it through the Federal Reserve.
Correct, yeah. Right. That's the key. I wish the Wall Street occupiers would understand that.
They don't understand that. The Federal Reserve is not a federal thing. The Federal Reserve is a private industry.
Right.
Yeah.
Private banking cartel.
Well, that's right.
And that's the heart of this, because it makes Monsanto possible. It makes the global military industrial complex possible.
That's right. Everything. They're putting money into it, and they choose who's going to be president.
Which is why they don't like Ron Paul, because he gets it. He knows, and he's speaking around it and through it, and he goes right to the heart of it every time.
But
mass hypnosis.
That's right. You can't win a presidential election unless you have the majority.
Well, of course, even those with the majority may not be enough. But I say the power is with the people, and I'm not talking a communist revolution. I'm talking about the energy that we are feeding that beast.
Well,
it's something we got to redirect.
That's right. So the efforts that you're doing to get people on the streets to do that, a lot of that effort should be in education. Education, so that every one of the people that are in this audience understands the same thing that you do.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're trying to do for sure. Now, real quick, we got about a minute left. The Robert Fishman Institute for Training and Research. Who can go there? How do they attend?
Okay. We run usually one or maybe two major conferences. We advertise a lot through Life Extension magazines that go all over the country. And it's mostly for physicians and people in the healthcare fields, so that we can start teaching them the new thing,
beautiful,
that they need to understand in order to do a better job at what they're doing.
Bob Fishman, we're out of time. I want to have you back on sometime.
Anytime.
In the near future.
Well, this is my pleasure.
And I have the link to the Bob Fishman, Robert Fishman Institute as well. We're going to do our level best prayers are required or asked for. Let me just say that. Keep us on this next hour here, the special live event. Say no to GMO on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jeffrey Smith Show should be joining us next hour. We'll be right back. Power to heal is yours. Whew. It's real.